If our own government was responsible for the deaths of almost 100,000 people, would you really want to know?
Yes, vi tilbake. Datoen 11. September.
Det ikke det, det 10. Det kveld 10. Det en ekstraordinær sending der. Tidlig kveld, ja. Overrasket, Johnny Beck. Når folk tror at vi er trege, så vi ikke det allikevel, egentlig.
Nei, vi har egentlig forberedt oss. Ja. Men den jo ikke klar før 11. September.
Det den ikke.
Jeg tenkte vi skulle lure og si at dette var...
Ja, men det gikk indass det Jeg klarte ikke å juge
Nei, det ikke noe viss å juge ja, Ærlighet var det lengst
Det gjør det Da setter vi I gang 1, 2, 3
Man, you hear this bullshit they be talking Every day, man It's like these motherfuckers is just like professional liars You know what I'm saying? It's wow Listen Bin Laden then blow up the projects It was your nigga Tell the truth, nigga
Bush knocked down the towers
Tell the truth, nigga
Bush knocked down the towers
Tell the truth, nigga Bin Laden then blow up the projects It was your nigga Tell the truth, nigga
Bush knocked down the towers
Tell the truth, nigga
Bush knocked down the towers
I pledge no allegiance, nigga, fuck the president's speeches I'm baptized by America and covered in leeches The dirty water that bleaches your soul and your facial features Drowning you in propaganda that they spit through the speakers And if you speak about the evil that the government does The Patriot Act attract you to the type of your blood They try to frame you and say you was trying to sell drugs And throw a federal indictment on niggas to show you love Cause shit is run by fake Christians, fake politicians Look at their mansions and look at the conditions you live in All they talk about is terrorism On television, they tell you to listen But they don't really tell you their mission They funded Al-Qaeda, and now they blame the Muslim religion Even though Bin Laden was a CIA tactician They gave him billions of dollars, and they funded his purpose Fahrenheit 9/11, that's just scratching the surface
Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects It was your niggas, tell the truth niggas
Bush knocked down the towers
Tell the truth niggas
Bush knocked down the towers
Like, Bin Laden didn't blow up the projects It was your nigga, tell the truth, nigga
Bush knocked down the towers
Tell the truth, nigga
Bush knocked down the towers
They say the rebels in Iraq still fight for Saddam But that's bullshit, I show you why it's totally wrong Cause if another country invaded the hood tonight It'd be warfare through Harlem and Washington Heights I wouldn't be fighting for Bush or white America's dream I'd be fighting for my people's survival and self-esteem I wouldn't fight for racist churches from the south, my nigga I'd be fighting to keep the occupation out, my nigga You ever clock someone who talks shit but look at you wrong? Imagine if they shot at you and was raping your moms And of course Saddam Hussein had Chemical weapons, we sold them that shit After Ronald Reagan's election Mercenary contractors fighting a new era Corporate military banking off the war on terror They controlling the ghetto with the fear of attack Trying to distract the fact that they engineering the crack So I'm strapped like Lee Malvo Holding a sniper rifle These bullets will touch your kids And I don't mean like Michael Your body be sent to the morgue Stripped down and recycled I fire on house niggas that support you and like you Cause innocent people get murdered in the struggle daily And poor people Never get shit and struggle daily This ain't no alien conspiracy theory This shit is real Written on a dollar underneath the Masonic seal
Yes, våre våkne lyttere skjønner allerede nå At det her dreier seg om 11. september 5 år siden Vi hørte en sang
Hva har du vi hørt igjen? Morten Teknik
Ja Mostef. Det var fett nok.
Vi får sagt til de.
Ja. Vi skal prate litt om sånn vi ser på det som skjedde da. Av det som har skjedd etterpå. Av løgn og oppspinn.
Vi må fortsette å prate litt, Stian. Vi må jo få fram at dette her var noe tull med disse tårna.
Ja, var noe tull der, tror jeg. Som skjedde.
Hør på dette.
Nei, men det er ikke noe visst at vi sitter og
det er ikke vi, ja.
Forteller hva som har skjedd, for det vet vi ikke. Men folk kan jo prøve å finne ut hva som har skjedd. Og så skjønner de at det som ikke har skjedd, i hvert fall det som ikke har skjedd i hvert fall, er at da sitter noen hulemenn i Afghanistan der og pønska ut dette her liksom. Det finner
du. Så tilfelle dere ikke vet det, så er Bush Hitler og Bin Laden er CIA-agent.
This is just total friggin' nonsense.
Ja, ja, da skulle ikke de si det. Nei, men nei, det var jo bare å røpe litt av sannheten. Og de utdyper litt da, med dette her nå.
We all agree there's something very strange here. Pieces of puzzles that don't seem to fit in place. Why don't you give us a little bit more of your perspective?
Okay, well, we've talked about the various hypotheses, and, you know, the crucial thing when you're doing some kind of hypothesis or theory like this is your hypothesis has to cover all the relevant evidence. It isn't good if you... good enough if you can just deal with half of it or three-fourths of it. You've got to deal with all of it. So let's take one piece here, the collapse of building number 7.
Okay.
How is that conceivable unless it were an inside job?
Now, this is the building, of course, that didn't get hit by any plane, but it was close to the two towers, right?
That's right. And so... The problem is with it that with the towers people can claim that the airplanes hitting them was a factor, but with the building 7 it has to be all the fire, totally the fire that brings it down. Now the first problem is that fire has never in history brought down a steel frame high rise or medium rise building.
True.
Never. Never before 9/11, never after 9/11. Furthermore, they have even tried to do it and couldn't do it. And then there have been fires that went like 19 hours, the Philadelphia fire, I believe, virtually gutted the building. It did not collapse. And yet, Building 7 had fires only on a couple floors or a few floors at most, not very big fires. And yet we're to believe that somehow that fire, small as it was, for the first time in history, brought down such a building. Furthermore, besides just the very fact that the building collapsed, you've got the specific characteristics of the fall. Controlled demolition, there are about 10 standard characteristics. Let me just mention a few of them. First of all, they come down at virtually free-fall speed, and that was the case with Building 7. They come straight down. That's the whole purpose of controlled demolition, so you don't destroy the surrounding buildings. You know, a 47-story building, if it came down sideways, and certainly the towers, if they'd come down sideways, 110 stories, would have created enormous devastation. They came straight down, virtually. Furthermore, almost all the concrete, in the particularly in the towers, was pulverized into dust. And then in each building, you had a total collapse. Now, in each case, you would have to say, what's the possibility, what's the probability of this happening according to the official theory? The probability would be extremely low for each one. When you multiply that, you get virtually a null hypothesis, zero probability that fire would have brought down Building 7. And FEMA itself, which was given the task of coming up with an account, came up with a rather fantastic scenario, which they said might have happened, but then they admitted this has a very low level of probability.
I know someone, David, in St. Louis, who works with a major national wrecking company. They blow up buildings, and he said that it looked like it was a demolition, the way it came down. He said, with regards to the World Trade Center towers, that if there was indeed structural melting because of the temperatures from the fuel of the jets, that the building should have fallen sideways, not straight down.
That's right. And of course, the fires were not nearly close to hot enough. You know, you need extremely hot fires, you know, 2,700 degrees Fahrenheit. These fires could not, even in the North Tower, which had the biggest fire, could not have been more than 1,400 degrees, you know, half the temperature. Secondly,
Well, the Building 7, though, was brought down, David. That means it had to have been wired with explosives way before 9/11.
That's right. And, of course, this was Silverstein's building, so there's no big mystery, you know, as to how that might have occurred. With the towers, one has to wonder how that was the case, but we do have reports that various parts of the towers in the months before 9/11 were shut down, and only certain engineers were allowed to go in.
All right, let's go to you for a moment, Alex. And
let
then
me just mention one more thing.
Go ahead.
The fact that it was so difficult to explain this, FEMA couldn't do it. The 9/11 Commission report, in its 571 pages, did not even mention the fact that Building 7 collapsed.
Turns out to be a lie. It may have started with the Easter Bunny or St. Nicholas, even more ridiculous, a tooth fairy. From there we're forced to recite the pledge, Hail Mary. One nation under God? Why us? Don't question, son, you're burning hell. Pay attention to the lies that we're told to tell. Teacher teaches us Columbus was a hero. He stole lands, he stole lives of so-called Indians, from the Tainos to the Africans. Respect Thomas Jefferson? He molested Sally Hemings, and now they say Reagan was a great man. The godfather of crack babies? Denier of the AIDS plague? I ran fast as I could to the library to find out they trace the books I read. These lies got me surrounded, there's a war on truth. Ain't it on me? It started with that first lies too. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. That we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies. They say milk does a body good. How so? It causes disease. Don't trust me? Read about BGH and RGF-1. The dairy industry has a stricken poison. Got milk? Better yet, how about? Got cancer? Got a sick prostate? And you're looking for answers? And why we trust the FDA to protect us? These mad cows are milking us all the way to the bank. From cell phones to pharmaceuticals. Children force vaccinations that carry plague and chemicals. Corporate thugs push drugs like evangelists push miracles. Monsanto, Bayer, Procter & Gamble. Fluoride in our water supply has got its own cockeyed, but still they lie, telling us it's for our own good. First Jews in Nazi prison camps, now it's in our hoods. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies? From Fox News to the New York Post, and all these lying neocon right-wing news show hosts, Bill O'Reilly makes me nauseous. Hannity and Combs the drones for these greedy corporate monsters. Fitting lies to the public, they love it with puppets intimidated and controlled by color code where lie becomes truth and truth becomes myth. Lost in the Rupert Murdoch and Clear Channel abyss. If you don't agree with Bush and you're unpatriotic, even if you've never known a man this psychotic, in control of the so-called free and the brave, you become timid and afraid, eager to become slaves. The Patriot Act is good for the people. It's like saying the Bush regime will protect us from evil. How many lies can they tell in just 4 years? I say the worst is yet to come, so it's time to prepare. Lies, it's all lies, everything they say. Lies, they keep telling lies, we hear them every day. Do you think that we don't know that you're up to no good when you're telling lies? We saw the towers fall to ashes like they were laced with bombs. Are you sure only two planes did that harm? You told us Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. But there's no photos of parts, man. Plus the science is wrong, you let it happen. Like FDR did Pearl Harbor so you could profit from war. Sorta like your father taking lives and oil in the name of freedom. Our innocent are either tortured, left homeless or bleeding. Death to America is what they scream while you preach freedom and the American dream. Troops dying, mothers crying, still trying to cope while you're denying that the dangers from Iraq was a hoax. You're not a man of the people, just a product of evil. Greed, power, and God, a combination that's lethal. So deceitful is criminal, but soon the truth will rise. Lies.
Everything they said turns out to be a lie.
Peter, I'm going to go to you in a second, but you, Alex Jones, because a lot of your casework is based on Building 7 and the way these buildings collapsed. I want to get your take on Building 7 and the other two towers.
Well, thank you, George. Please let me just have a few minutes on this, because this is the smoking gun of 9/11. I've been trying to bring it up, and I want to thank you for bringing it up. And Mr. Griffin's done a lot of great work on it as well, so have many others. Long before Larry Silverstein went on PBS, America Rebuilding, hosted by Mr. Spacey, I was saying that clearly they blew up Building 7 from what happened that day and the news reports. But Larry Silverstein went on, slipped up, and said, we gave the order to pull it. Then they cut to an engineer going, pull it means demolition. They even say that on the show. I mean, this is a godsend that they have these Freudian slips. Now, let's talk about this. Steel really starts melting at around 3,000 degrees. It was also coated in asbestos, which even makes it harder. Look at Tower 1 and 2, though, before I get into 7 just briefly. We have holes in the towers, people standing in them. The jet fuel has burned out. 50 people, 51 people in one photo, standing in the holes. Their dresses aren't even burning, but giant steel columns are melting. And I have the firefighters. I've talked to firefighters. They've told me we've been threatened with arrest. We tell you what we know, but they've already gone public before they were threatened, saying that bombs were going off in Tower 1 and 2. Now,
And let me ask you very quickly, Alex, and then you continue.
Okay.
There's a observatory called Lamont Durity. It's a geological observatory. Was there any seismic evidence at all which would have picked up bombs or sounds like that going off?
Yes, there was evidence at a federal and state facility, but then that can be arguable. What cannot be argued, George, and this is so important for people to understand, is that as Mr. Griffin said, Professor Griffin said, a modern steel building has never collapsed. Going back to Madrid, Spain, 4 months ago, it burns for a day and a half, 100-foot, white-hot flames, shooting up, and not one major pillar collapsed or was even damaged. Now, getting back to Building 7, because this is so important, on PrisonPlanet.com, because that is the documentation, on Infowars.com, we have a huge site, a huge section with hundreds of links, with Dan Rather saying looks like implosion, with Peter Jennings saying it, with Mayor Giuliani going live on TV and saying, yeah, I got told to get out of 7, Tower 1 and 2 were going to come down, so I got out of 7. The CIA, Defense Intelligence, FBI, they were all based, the emergency center was in 7, and they had Tripod 2 going on, so a drill was going on that morning that already had their command base out of the building. That's Associated Press. But back to Building 7, because, again, this cannot be overstated. It is so central to all of this. This thing catches fire later in the afternoon.
Did anything hit 7?
No, not even the debris. By the way, I've been to New York. I've been there. There are two buildings, literally 20 and 42 feet. I measured it right next to it. They weren't even damaged when it fell. Tower 1, the South Tower, fell up against Bankers Trust. The whole thing burned all day. Nothing collapsed. Building 7 is way down, over a block away. Buildings were all around, but only buildings owned by Silverstein fell down. But here's the key. Larry Silverstein says they pulled the building, the demolition term, for imploding it. And we know that Associated Press photographers were told, get back 10 minutes before it fell, by the firefighters saying, the building is coming down, we are bringing it down. Then I'm at ground zero. Firefighters, police, some on video, some said I can't go on video. We're going, absolutely. They told us all to get out. They told us 7 was going to come down. Even the Israeli company Odigo, that tried to warn people, the instant messengers, based in one of the major towers. This is Herat, folks. This is Jerusalem Post. Hundreds of their employees were instant messaged 4 hours before, told to get out. MSNBC did an investigation on, quote, urban legends, and concluded that it was true. Hundreds of people were told that they interviewed to get out hours before. Look, those buildings normally had 25,000 people.
Well, you remember when this first happened, they were talking about 30,000 people that I thought, when I was watching this, my daughter woke me up. I thought 25,000 people died in those two towers. And then I realized, as tragic as it is, about 3,000, including, of course, the people who passed away in the planes.
And only 10,000 in it before the evacuation. By the way, the Associated Press reported, George, you're absolutely right. Again, this is just key stuff here. The Associated Press reported that someone from the command center at Building 7 was on the emergency speakers in the building saying, stay at your post, do not leave, everything is fine. And going back to Ahmad Salam, the security force agent from Egypt, it's the same MO every case. The hijackers, this guy, Oklahoma City, they're Iraqis, they're Egyptians, they're Saudi Arabians, who we all can document were on the payroll of the U.S. government. Ahmad Salam was paid to cook the bomb, train the drivers, and he goes to him and says, they're about to bomb, let's do the sting. They pull him off. He thought it was a setup, which it was. He goes and tapes, 16 hours of conversation, so he would be protected. Then they pay him off to shut up. It isn't like they're a bunch of idiots at the FBI. The blind sheik was above a pizza parlor with about 25 members of his cult. They went and found some radical Islamicist to basically be the cover for the FBI, cooking the bomb, giving the detonators. The two drivers were both registered as mentally retarded on welfare, and they had to train them, and they kept telling them how to park it up against the main column. But luckily, they were retarded and didn't, so it didn't bring down one tower and knock the other down. And it's the same story, George, every time. It isn't the FBI is a bunch of idiots. Look, FBI Deputy Director O'Neill quit 2 months before 9/11.
Yeah, he died in the tower.
And he told the London Independent 1 month before he died, he said, they're going to allow an attack on the towers. This is on the site, London Independent. To have a pretext to invade Afghanistan. Now, that guy's on record from the grave. He quit to go defend the towers. He tells a newspaper that they're going to attack it. They're going to let them attack it. It's the same story. And you just played that tape earlier. How can that be spun magically into the FBI are idiots when they're on the tape going, well, they're going to let them bomb it and we cook the bomb?
Let's go to Peter Launch for a moment. Peter, do you concur with some of that?
I have a great... this is a classic example of where Alex takes pieces of the evidence and lumps it all together. He says the World Trade Center 7 is the key to 9/11, proving that the government did it. Let me tell you what happened from my perspective on World Trade Center 7. I agree with David Ray Griffin and Alex that it was pulled. I believe it was detonated intentionally, but I do not believe, and I'll talk about the towers in a minute. First of all, I documented that there was an Arabic agent named Sukru Dal, who was found walking out of the parking garage. He was arrested by a New York City detective, walking out of the Seven World Trade pristine, meaning he was inside the building during both of the collapses. He was inside Seven World Trade. He was talking on a phone in Arabic. He was wearing a New York Fire Department turnout coat and boots, which were later determined to have been stolen from 10 and 10, 10 engine and 10 truck on Liberty Street. That the door went up on that building as soon as the first American 11 hit at 8:13, or when American 11 hit the first tower, the door went up on 10 and 10, and they exited. So this guy was down there, had the presence of mind to go in the firehouse, put protective clothing on. Then he found himself into this building. Now, what did Seven World Trade contain? Not only did it contain the New York City Command, Emergency Command Center, it contained CIA headquarters for New York. It contained the Secret Service headquarters for New York. It had a number of black operations in it. I believe that what happened was, and I agree again with David, that there was no serious interdiction of the building. There's no explanation for the fires. The explanation that the emergency generators, the fuel caught fire, is ridiculous because they're way inside the building and they wouldn't have been affected by any interdiction of the outer core. I believe that that building had been wired previously, but not with the intent of the government causing 9/11. And I believe they pulled that building down because they were afraid it would have, the integrity of the building and the black operations material that were inside might have been compromised.
But when would they have put the explosives in there?
Well, here's the question. There's a story about the Oklahoma City Federal Building as well, where there were secondary explosions. I don't know enough about the demolition of high-rise buildings to know how much time it would have taken.
Well, let me tell you, because I have a friend, again, who works for a demolition company. He says it could take up to weeks to properly put them in the right place. And that's,
unless that building, George, was pre-wired because of the very, for the obvious reasons, okay? They have all this black operation material.
Oh, yeah,
this,
okay, I think we agree
so
there.
Now, let me go to the towers now. There could have been a different explanation. And by the way, this guy, Sukru Dal, the FBI didn't want to process him, and he ended up being indicted.
Okay, but Peter, why would you pre-wire Building 7 to take it down?
No, you didn't. What I'm saying is, if you have a federal building that has all of these we know many of the embassies around the world are wired to.
All right, so you're saying it's
over.
Standard procedure.
It could be. Thank you.
Nå hørte dere Bob Marley og Soul Rebel.
Før det så hørte vi litt på litt forskjellige folk og deres synpunkter på det som skjedde denne dagen for 5 år siden.
Ja, vi har jo lyst til å ha litt ytringsfrihet i Radio Fri, så at vi ikke bare kjører sånn enveis kommunikasjon på meninger og forskjellige.
Jo, vi bestemmer hva du mener.
Ja, vi kunne fint ha slettet han fyren der, det kunne vi. Fordi han ikke helt stemte overens med det.
Han siste som pratet, ja.
Ja, han siste. Han måtte vi til slutt bare fade ut, fordi han pratet litt for mye sånn tull. Nei, han gjorde ikke det, jeg var skyld av det.
Du må ha teorier på det her. Det har vi også. Så skal vi guffe på litt musikk da? Igjen, eller?
Jeg holder på tide det. Kan ikke sitte her og preke piss.
Nei.
I gotta be honest with you. When the September 11th situation happened, I didn't know that. And I must say, I wanna.
What's all for now?
Wanna say this because it's. I wanna take it lightly. It's not a light situation. It's a devastating act. It was really a bad thing. It was one of the worst things I've seen in my lifetime. You know, but I will tell you, and every trader will tell you. Who was not in that building, and who was buying gold, and who owned gold and silver, that when it happened, the first thing you thought about was, well, how much is gold up? The first thing that came to mind was, my God, gold must be exploding. Fortunately for us, all our clients were in gold. So when it went up, they all doubled their money. Everybody doubled their money. It was a blessing in disguise. Devastating. Crushing, heart-shattering, but on a financial sense, for the, my clients that were in the market, they all made money. Now, I wasn't looking for this type of help. But it happened. When the U.S. bombed Iraq, back in 1991, the price of oil went from $13 to $40 a barrel, for Christ's sake. Now, we couldn't wait for the bombs to start raining down on Saddam Hussein. We were all excited. We wanted Saddam to really create problems. Do whatever you have to do. Set fire to some more oil wells, because the price is going to go higher. Every broker was chanting that. There was not a broker that I know of that wasn't excited about that. This was a disaster. This was something that was, you know, catastrophe happening, bombing, wars. In devastation, there is opportunity. Load up your bullet, shoot me through the head. Gas from where you're standing, you might think I'm dead. Load up your bullet, shoot me through the head. Gas from where you're standing, you might think I'm dead.
Gotta get my feelings across in a world full of snake lies, fronts and fakes. Take advantage of another man's loss. Do whatever it costs, it's your flaws to be the boss. Seems to be the model right now in this day, age and time. That's why we're at lines with a message and content that's it not to rise. Can't be part of this, can't identify with hate and be manipulated. Try to get away and stay focused, locate away from what you were created. Can't test the rest of luck, time to change this motherfucker up. Try to shut me down, see but not a mass, put a mind that lasts till infinity. Load up your bullets, shoot me through the head. Gas
Eastern Time this morning, just collapsing on itself.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed.
We have no idea what caused this.
Almost looks like one of those planned implosions.
As if a demolition team set off, when you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it folded down on itself and it is not there anymore.
If you wish to bring anybody who's ever watched a building being demolished on purpose knows that if you're going to do this, you have to get at the under infrastructure of a building and bring it down.
We heard another explosion, and I'm assuming that's the one that came from the lower level, since there were two. And I said,
right, because it was like 18 minutes apart.
Well, this is the first explosion, and there was a second explosion in the same building. There were two explosions.
Okay.
There.
Federal agencies that were down there do believe that there was some sort of explosive device somewhere else besides the planes hitting.
NBC's Pat Dawson is close to the scene of that attack. Pat.
Just moments ago, I spoke to the chief of safety for the New York City Fire Department, Chief Albert Turry. He received word of the possibility of a secondary device, that is another bomb going off. He tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place. And then an hour after the first hit here, with the first crash that took place, he said, there was another explosion that took place in one of the towers here. He thinks that there were actually devices that were planted in the building. The second device, he thinks, he speculates, was probably planted in the building.
There were two or three similar huge explosions, and the building literally shook. You literally shook at the base of this building.
First one and then the other. Some say after secondary explosions.
When a big explosion happened, all of a sudden the elevator blew up, smoke. I dragged the guy out, his skin was hanging off, and I dragged him out and I helped him out of to the ambulance.
Walking down the stairs, we made it to the 8th floor. Big explosion. Blew us back into the 8th floor.
Just got out of the tunnel and it blew.
The subway tunnel?
Yeah.
Tell us what's happening out there.
Oh,
we just witnessed some kind of secondary follow-up explosion on the World Trade Center number 2, the one
secondary.
We understand now there has been a secondary explosion on Tower 2.
There was another major explosion. The building itself, literally the top of it, came down, sending smoke and debris everywhere.
Collapse.
5 blocks from the World Trade Center, and we were standing here when there was some sort of collapse or explosion. Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me, it sounded like an explosion. When I tried to say people, in the moment we heard a big explosion coming down. Everything just went black. Everything came down, glass started popping. People got hurt, stuff went on top of them. And it was a big explosion and everything got dark, real dark, like snow.
The FBI is here, as you can see. They had roped this area off. They were taking photographs and securing this area just prior to that huge explosion that we all heard and felt.
Coming over our radio, get out of the area, the second tower is coming down.
They tell you the second tower is coming
down? Yes, it's about to collapse.
At 10:30, I tried to leave the building, but as soon as I got outside, I heard a second explosion and another rumble and more smoke and more dust. I ran inside the buildings, the chandelier shook, and again, black smoke filled the air. Within another 5 minutes, we were covered again with more silt and more dust. And then a fire marshal came in and said we had to leave because if there was a third explosion, this building might not last.
We just saw that as well. The second tower, the only one that was standing, tower number 1, just we saw some kind of explosion, a lot of smoke come out of the top of the tower, and then it collapsed down onto the streets below.
David Lee, what can you tell us?
John, just seconds ago there was a huge explosion, and it appears right now the second World Trade Tower has just collapsed.
I want to. I want to be someone else, so I'll explode. Floating upon the surface for the birds, the birds, the birds.
need right now is a clear message to the people of this country. This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television. This message must resound throughout the entire interlink. I want this country to realize that we stand on the edge of oblivion. I want every man, woman, and child to understand how close we are to chaos. I want everyone to remember why they need us.